Hello, Malcolm here with today's topic, how to be a human preacher. Yes, how to be human when you're preaching and teaching. You may think, well, that should be rather simple. I just get up there and speak, but it's a bit more than that, isn't it? Because as soon as we're in front of people, as soon as we have a Bible in our hand or stand behind a lectern or up on a stage, we appear to the people listening and watching to become someone slightly different, almost like some kind of robot or otherworldly figure, somebody essentially not quite like us. What do we do about that? I believe there are several things we can do that will be very helpful. But the first thing to say is that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. On the other hand, you must not be a hypocrite. Let me tell you the story of Heinrich. Heinrich lived in Frankfurt. He parked his car somewhere he shouldn't have, back in 1999. When he came back to the car, there was a parking ticket with a fine. The policeman, the traffic policeman, was still there. Heinrich went up to him and said, "Here's something for your mouth." And then he punched the policeman in the face. Poor policeman. After that, he was given a 10-month suspended sentence and fined £900. That's not good, of course, but what's the significance? The significance is Heinrich's job. Heinrich is an anger management consultant. Now, it's okay to struggle with anger, but you can't go punching policemen in the face for doing something that was just their job and you were actually doing something illegal yourself and be an anger management consultant. Neither can we preach and teach God's word if we're a hypocrite. So before we go into the practicals of what I want to talk about today, the first thing is to check that you are not a hypocrite. And if you have a major problem with that, then the next thing to do before you speak again in public is to go and talk to someone you believe can help you, someone who's safe and someone who can help you to get your life straightened out enough so that you can preach and teach authentically. Not perfectly, but with enough authenticity that you would not be labelled a hypocrite. Jesus was somebody who drew people to him and was completely human. Yes, he was the Son of God. Yes, he was divine. But wasn't he human too? Otherwise, why did so many ordinary people feel drawn to him when they were not drawn to the Pharisees or the Sadducees or any of the other religious teachers of the day? He was human. The Apostle Paul shared a similar characteristic. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29, he said, "Who is weak and I do not feel weak." I love that. Feel weak. It's not just that he knew he was weak, but he felt it and he was happy to share it. "Who is led into sin," he said, "and I do not inwardly burn." He knew he was weak. He knew he was a sinner and he didn't care who else knew. That's a good guide for us. So firstly, one of the ways to come across as a truly, honestly human preacher is to share your sins. Share sins you've committed. Share sins you're ashamed of. Share sins you'd rather not share. Share sins because everybody is a sinner and your audience are and they need to know that you are. Don't share sins that somebody else would find embarrassing because they were involved and you haven't checked it with them. Check before you share. And don't share your sins just for the sake of it. But do share your sins. And secondly, like Paul, share your weaknesses. He was happy to be known as someone who was weak because it gave God more glory. Share your weaknesses. This is something I've had to learn more over the last, 5-10 years of knowing. I don't like sharing my sins, but I know it's important, so I'll do it. But then sharing my weaknesses has been taking things to another level. So share where you're weak at the appropriate times in the right context. And then thirdly, as well as sharing your sins and sharing your weaknesses, don't beat yourself up. Just because you have some sins in your life or just because you have some weaknesses doesn't mean it would be appropriate to beat yourself up and say, "Oh, woe is me, I am terrible, I shouldn't even be up here, why am I here?" That kind of insecurity is not honouring of the fact that God has put his Holy Spirit in you and therefore you are called to speak and you have authority in that sense because of what the Holy Spirit has done in your life. Don't beat yourself up. Don't go up there and pretend as if you are nothing and God doesn't love you. He does. Share your sins, share your weaknesses, don't beat yourself up, and incorporate these into your next lesson. Let me know how it goes. One other final tip would be, put this early in your lesson. Don't wait till the conclusion before you share a sin or a weakness. Put it early in the lesson so that people early on begin to connect with you and understand this is someone human just like me. What do you think? Does this help? What have you seen done that works, and what works for you? Where do you find this particularly difficult? Please post a comment in public, wherever you hear this, because we need to learn from one another, and we learn best when we learn in community. And please pass the link on to one other person who might benefit. Also, if there's a like button, hit it and give us a positive review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, because that will spread the word and this podcast will get picked up by more people, and hopefully more people will indeed benefit. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.